Good morning, everyone. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1b through 6. The Reverend David Peterson is preaching. The Reverend Sean Danzer is giving the liturgy. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the third chapter. Consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Am I standing up here at the wrong time? Okay. On the way down here, President Bruss and I were grousing about how exegetes will, when they're writing a commentary, determine that a letter or some book of the Bible should be completely conceived according to a new pattern that nobody ever saw before. Super annoying and probably incredibly arrogant. And yet, I'm going to say that I think that the book of Hebrews is actually wisdom literature. And in some ways is one giant extended proverb, though I don't think it's usually treated that way. So what we find in the book of Hebrews is convoluted sentence and lots of repetition. This is to move us to contemplation. And in the end, what we are being called upon to contemplate can be put in very terse and simple terms, that Jesus is really great. Particularly in the first part of the book. The problem with us is that we would like to distill it down to sort of bumper sticker simplicity so that it comes off as though Jesus is really great. But in fact, that's a profound reality. And so here at the beginning of chapter 3, this is exactly what Paul wants to say. Consider Jesus Christ, who is worthy of more honor than Moses, who has done all of these things. In the Old Testament, we're told that the animals that are clean and fit for eating are those who have divided hooves and chew the cud. Perhaps we, who rightly divide law and gospel, need a bit more cud chewing of God's word. To think about this reality in accord with the Holy Spirit's admonition in Hebrews 3, to consider the person and work of Jesus Christ, and to not move on to something more interesting or titillating or, God forbid, relevant. So chew on this. Our Lord Jesus Christ, true God, became lower than the angels, to whom he does not give aid, for he gives aid to the seed of Abraham, with whom he shares flesh and blood, in which he made himself mortal, in order that he might offer himself as a propitiation in death to destroy the power of death and to release us who were subject to death. Consider this. He was faithful to his father, obedient to his appointed cross of forsaking, and the altar of his priesthood is covered with his own blood, worthy of more glory than Moses, worthy of more glory than Aaron, worthy of more sorrow than the Passover lambs. So think on this and ponder it. Every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. Christ the Son is faithful, obedient to his Father, and so also he is faithful to his own house. He is faithful to the earth, to the cosmos, and to humanity, and he will not let the devil win. He will not cut his losses. He is faithful over the house that he built. And we are his house, If we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Consider this because it is the power of God unto salvation, and it is also the power of God unto sanctification. Fill your mind with the holy, beautiful, and good, with the gospel itself, because the old man and the devil cannot rule over you if you are the house of God. And all things, even you, are sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.